Now from this, a very important question arises. Can the divine will massacre of people? This is a very important question, because many people believe that divine being, pure, compassionate, most wonderful, omniscient, omnipotent, how can he will that there should be Kurukshetra, a battlefield, in which people should come and massacre each other, in which the divine says, yes, you must fight, you must kill? Can there be such a divine who can make this kind of demand? Can there be such a will as the divine's will? People see great inconsistency between the omnipotence of God, compassion of God, the divine love, and this kind of a battlefield in which he wills massacre, he wills destruction. This inconsistency, this contradiction between the nature of the divine and the will of the divine in this particular situation seems to jar the conscience of people so much that many people think that this cannot be the teaching, the supreme teaching. Some people have therefore tried to defend the Gita by saying that the Bhagavad Gita is not a command to fight the war. It is not a command to massacre people. According to them, Gita is an allegory. It's a kind of an inner story, a battle between the right forces and the evil forces, which are all the time within ourselves. And the Bhagavad Gita is a teaching which says to the man that between your evil forces and good forces, you fight and destroy your evil forces which are in your heart, in your mind, in your thoughts. So, it does say massacre, but massacre what? Not the people who have assembled in the war, but the forces which are there in you, which are evil, unjust, and which are contrary to your higher aspirations. This is one interpretation that has been put forward in order to show that Supreme cannot demand a fight, a physical fight, a physical war, and massacre of people. Cannot be. But if this interpretation is valid, then it means that this Mahabharata is also a fiction. And that the great crisis that Arjuna faces, he is also a fiction. His crisis was not merely that, well, there are good tendencies in me and evil tendencies in me, and I am now required to conquer my evil tendencies. Not at all. His main question was, Bhishma is before me, Drona is before me, Kripa is before me. How can I take arms against them and slaughter them physically? That was his question. He calls it the sin. That was his question. In fact, such is the real question of everybody's life. Our life is not merely allegory. Our life is a concrete life in which we ourselves are required to fight the battle. we ourselves come to the crisis of the kind that Arjuna faced. In other words, we may say that Bhagavad Gita boldly takes up a question. This is the courage of the Bhagavad Gita, to recognize that there is in this world a phenomenon of struggle, phenomenon of battle, phenomenon of wrestling, of conflict which leads to armed conflict. This is a phenomenon which you have to take cognizance of as a matter of fact. And the Bhagavad Gita faces that question in its concrete terms. What are you to do when you are face to face with a conflict? Will you say that God does not exist in that conflict? That is one way of coming out of that question. That God is above, this is human beings who are fighting with each other, and God has no role to play in it. This is one of the answers which has been given by some people. That God is transcendental, God is supreme. He looks at the world as if on a chessboard, where people are playing with their pieces. Maybe he is amused by what is going on there, or maybe he leaves everybody to their own fate according to their own actions. But he cannot enter into this stupid little thing in the world.
That is why it's very relevant to human
life. Yes, very much.
Very,
very much. So it may be viewed that this world is something in which God is there but is above. He is not in the world, he is not participating in the world. He has no will of his own with regard to the world. If you take the Buddhist position, for example, the world is what? World is something that is happening momentarily. It's a movement of a flux going from moment to moment, which can be resolved, which has no significance in itself. It has no meaning in it. It is a bubble which will burst, which creates another bubble which will burst, which will create another bubble which bursts. And the best thing is to see a complete extinction. Instead of allowing to burst, to arise again and burst again, it's unnecessary because it produces so much of misery in life. Therefore the best thing is to allow the extinction to come about, and the method of extinction, and you are out of it. If such is the world, then the Bhagavad Gita has no meaning at all. Bhagavad Gita does not declare that this world war is nothing, it's a bubble, it will burst, or it doesn't matter whatever happens to it, the divine has no will about it. But surely this is not the view of the Bhagavad Gita.